On the left side, Blackledge out front. Over to Edson. Gardner. Gardner down the paint. Has his shot knocked up against the glass. Picked up by Klanglin. Over to Mason. Mason on the break. No good with the shot. Edson with the rebound, and we run the other way. Gardner in the opposite end has his shot blocked out of bounds. Action, fast and furious. Hope fans wanted a foul on that one. Trying to get it in is Blackledge. Into the corner to McMahon, underneath to Benson. Cross court, Edson for three. No, in and out of the basket. Blackledge with the rebound. Kicks it back out in front to Gardner. Gardner with a jumper has it knocked right back at him by Cox. McClanglin for the Golden Eagles outside to Hudson. Cross court to Cox into the hands of Mason. Mason to the top of the key to Hudson. His shot in and out of the basket. Gardner's right there for the rebound. Gardner slows it down, gives it to Blackledge, over to Edson on the left wing. Right side, McMahon, back out in front to Blackledge, and reaching in the middle, they got the ball to Brock Benson, and the foul is going to go against Justin Pepper. Subs coming in for Hope as Grant Neal comes back in along with Sam Otto and Stivey, Cody Stivey. Neal will inbound it. Gets it to Otto. He puts a shot up. Got it. We're tied at 29. 4:19 left in the first half. McClanglin, a freshman out of Forest Hills Northern, for the Golden Eagles. Over to Hudson. Hudson baseline. Puts up a reverse layup. Misses. And a foul underneath. And it's going to go against Stivey.
That'll be Stivey's second foul, Ron.
Hudson will be at the line. First one is good. Allen comes back into the ball game for the Golden Eagles. Hudson with the second one. Got it. So Hudson with two. Blackledge comes back in. Stivey out for Hope. And the full court pressure now by the Eagles. They have a chance to set it up. Hope gets it into Gardner. Gardner works one-on-one. Everybody else backs off. Across the timeline. Over on the right side to Neal. Underneath Otto. Otto, little jumper is good. Worked well under the basket. We're tied at 31. Hudson into the corner. Shot taken. No good. Rebound by Benson. All the way Otto. His shot is blocked by Lanning. Out of bounds. I think it's going to belong to Hope. Lanning hustled back, got the block, but knocked it out of bounds.
Good hustle, Sam.
Grant Neal into Blackledge. Blackledge, left side of the lane. Gets it to Benson. Benson kind of holds the ball above his head underneath Blackledge. Fakes once, twice, forces it up. No good. Rebound comes to Mason. Long pass. Hudson. Oh. His underhand scoop is good. Oh. Long pass quickly the other way. Neal gives it to Otto. Otto hits it. Sam Otto on a streak for the Flying Dutchman as they take a 34-33 lead. Allen kicks it back out to Cox. Underneath they go, and again, it's Hudson with a reverse layup. 35-34. Cornerstone on top, 2:48 left in the first half. Ball is thrown away by Gardner. Picked up Lanning. Over to Allen. Back out in front. Shot taken. No good. Rebound underneath, and it's going to belong to the Golden Eagles. So they'll set it up. Mason steps out. He'll inbound the ball to the left of basket for the Golden Eagles. Takes a look around, waits. Hudson breaks open in the corner. Says, I'll try a three from here. This one's no good. Gardner goes high and gets a rebound. Brings it back quickly for Hope. to Otto, to Blackledge. Back to Otto, his shot. In and out of the basket. Rebound. Benson puts it back up and in. 36-35. Hope with the lead. Allen on the outside. Right wing to Hudson. Hudson gets it back outside to Cox. Into Allen's hand. He slows it down to Hudson as he drives through the paint. Puts it up. No good. Lanning tips it up. Puts it in. I'm guessing it's going to count. It is. And it's going to go against Gardner. So the Eagles will have an opportunity to retake the lead as Lanning steps to the line for the Golden Eagles. 1:57 left in this first half. Interesting basketball game for those of you who like a nice fast-paced game. Free throw is good, and a timeout is called by Cornerstone with 1:57 left in the half, leading 38-36.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. For most part of this first half, the Flying Dutchman have done a good job at keeping Wes Hudson under wraps. He only had 6 points up until a little stretch here where he knocked down a couple buckets. Now he is at 10 points. We watched Sam Otto last year do a very good job, Ron, playing for the JVs. He was a very solid player, and I think it's the first time this season he's really showing that shot that he had at the junior varsity last year.
Well, it takes a while to kind of get that shot under control, I guess, when you're first starting out again another season. But these guys play all summer, and I'm sure they go by streaks. You know, they feel it some ball games they don't. And right now, Otto was on a little run, and that helped Flying Dutchman catch up and take the lead at that point. But the Golden Eagles hang right with the Flying Dutchman. Whenever they get the lead, it's usually countered by a basket from Cornerstone.
Well, Cornerstone, reason they won last night's game is because they were lights out from three-point land last night, and that's how they were able to beat Calvin. Tonight, they're nowhere near that amount here in the first half. They're only 2 of 8 from three-point land. They've only made 25% of their three-pointers.
So Hope will have the basketball underneath their own basket. As Neal gets it in to Benson. Back to Gardner, over to Benson. Ahead to Neal. Neal sees a little opening to the baseline. Little jumper off the window, no good. Tip up in the air, Benson, no good. Rebound comes to Hudson. Allen walks it up as they set up the basketball. Both teams like to run, and this has been a fast-paced ball game. Brock got away with one there as he reached in, knocked the ball away from Lanning. Back out in front to Allen. Little bounce pass, Mason. Mason, move underneath. His shot misses, gets his own rebound. Takes it back out. 5 on the shot clock. They give it to Lanning. He moves in. No good. Rebound by Blackledge. So Gardner, with 1 minute left in this first half, trailing by 2 with the basketball, gives it up to Blackledge. Looks to Benson, can't get it down low. They double-team Benson, back to Blackledge. To Otto. Otto tries to get loose for the three-pointer. Neal. Baseline, Blackledge. Blackledge looks, feeds it to Benson between two guys, and a little push as Benson went down. And a little contact was made underneath, says the official, so Hope is going to get the basketball underneath their own basket.
Ben Lanning picked up the foul on that one. That was his first.
In pass to Benson. Back to Gardner. New shot clock. Over to Neal at the left wing. Corner. Blackledge. Over to Otto. Back out in front to Gardner. Gardner directs a little traffic. Starts to work out there. Puts a shot up. This one rolls around and drops in. We're tied at 38. 19 seconds left. Cornerstone will go for the last shot here. Trying to take a lead going in at halftime. 10. Allen just kind of stands. Gets a screen on the outside. Takes it around. Kicks it into the corner. Runner put up. No good by Mason. And a foul as he tried to tip it up.
It's going to be on Harrison Blackledge.
So with no time left on the clock, the officials discussing out here whether it happened before the clock ran out and the horn went off. So the horn is usually later than what the time will show. You have a fraction of a second. They're going to put 0.2 seconds on the clock to make it look good. So it goes on the clock. We're tied at 38. Mason at the line can break this tie. And he does. 39-38, cornerstone. Mason has a second, and he's got it. 40-38, cornerstone by two. 0.2 seconds left. The end pass gets to Otto, and that they can't take a shot. Hope doesn't have the time. And the Golden Eagles go in at the half, leading the Flying Dutchman by a score of 40-38.
It's time for the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van. But first, let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show on 92.7 The Van, where Hope College and Cornerstone are dueling it out here at the Van Nord Arena in Grand Rapids. Cornerstone has a 40-38 lead in the first half. Let's take a look at team statistics first for Cornerstone College. They are shooting 37% from the field, 14 of 37, 2 for 8 from three-point land, and doing a pretty good job from the free throw line. They're 10 for 11 for 90%. They have 21 rebounds, 10 offensive, 11 defensive. They turned over the ball only three times. Their largest lead was 7 points. Hope College, the Flying Dutchman, are 16 of 37 from the field, so they're actually shooting a better percentage than Cornerstone, shooting 43% to Cornerstone's 38. Three-point land, they are 37.5%, 3 of 8. They are only 50% from the line, taking almost half as many free throws as Cornerstone. They only shot 50% from the line. And they hold the rebounding edge over Cornerstone with 26 boards to Cornerstone's 21. They have 12 offensive boards, 14 defensive boards. And they have turned over the ball five times. They had their largest lead was 2 points, which was right at the very beginning of the game. But that doesn't explain everything because the score was tied six different times and the lead changed nine different times. Taking a look at individual statistics, first for Cornerstone College, they are led by their leading scorer, Wes Hudson, who had 10 points in the first half, along with 3 rebounds and 2 assists. Ben Lanning had 7 points and 3 rebounds. Jake Polite had 5 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists. Ty Mason had 6 points and 3 rebounds and 1 assist. Anthony Allen had 1 point, 2 rebounds, and 4 assists. Michael McLaughlin came off the bench. He had 2 points and 2 rebounds and 1 assist. Justin Pepper also came off the bench with 2 points and 1 rebound. And Corey Cox had a solid effort coming off the bench. He had 7 points, 1 rebound, and 2 assists. Hope College, the Flying Dutchman, their only player that was in double figures was Sam Otto, who came off the bench and got hot from 3-point land. He nailed 2 3-pointers. And had 10 points overall for the Flying Dutchman. He's the only one in double digits. Nate Van Arendock had a very solid first half. He was perfect from the field, and he hit one free throw, which gave him 9 points. He also had 2 rebounds, also had 3 block shots, and 1 steal. Ben Gardner, another solid effort. He had 9 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist. Alex Edson had 3 points, 5 rebounds, and 2 assists. Harrison Blackledge had 2 points, 2 rebounds, and an assist. Corey Stivey came off the bench and had 2 points and 2 rebounds. And Brock Benson had another solid first half as he had 3 points and 5 rebounds. Anything in the statistics that stand out to you, Ron?
Well, on the Hope College side, Hope College had 2 more baskets than did Cornerstone in this first half as they hit 16 out of 37. Cornerstone was 14 out of 37 from the floor. Three-point shots, pretty much the same, 3-2. But the difference in the ball game right now comes from the free throw line, as Hope College was 3 for 6 from the free throw line, and Cornerstone was 10 out of 11 from the stripe. So a little difference there, and that's the difference pretty much in the scoring. And the number of fouls quite noticeably. Hope College with 10 fouls, three guys with two apiece, Blackledge, Van Arendonk, and Stivey, and Cornerstone with five personal fouls, only one guy with two fouls, and that's Jake Polite.
It's been kind of an ongoing issue for the Hope College big men throughout the first four games of the season is foul trouble with the big men, and right now it's no different with Van Arendonk, Stivey, and Blackledge all having two fouls. We'll have to see if they can stay out of foul trouble in the second half. Van Arendonk did a very good job at that towards the tail end of last night's game and was played a pivotal role in the victory. So hopefully we can stay out of foul trouble and maybe the foul situation will reverse itself in the second half.
Well, Van Arendonk in the middle. Hope is 20-16 in the paint in favor of Hope College. And on the bench plays, it's 15 points for the bench for Hope College over Cornerstone. So a couple of these are in Hope's favor. Now they've got to keep it going. The games in Wisconsin, we stayed with those good teams for a half, and then we came out the second half and couldn't do it any longer. But we'll have to see. Have we matured enough and to get things going in the second half as well?
Well, let's hope so. They came out very flat in the second half in Wisconsin, and hopefully they turned the corner, because last night that was a very different story. I think they played a lot better second half than the first half last night against Aquinas. Let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Mike's Mobile Halftime Show, where Hope College is behind Cornerstone 40-38 at halftime. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com.
For everyone.
Back to the Mike's Mobile Halftime Show at 92.7 The Van here at the Van Nord Arena in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where Cornerstone leads Hope College at halftime 40-38 in the Grand Rapids Hall of Fame Classic. And Ron, we were flipping through the program here and just taking a look at some of the inductees this year. We have Johnny Benson, the NASCAR driver. He joins his father into the as one of the in the Grand Rapids Sports Hall of Fame. His father was inducted a few years back. John Lavin, who was a professional baseball player, a product of Grand Rapids High School, went on to study at Hope College and the University of Michigan Medical School. He's being inducted. Todd Swearness, of a member of the Grand Rapids, both his table tennis player, he's going in as one of the inductees. Women's basketball coach Patty Thibodeau is going in as well. She coached at Aquinas College and a few different high schools. Caledonia's girls cross country team from 1993 to 1996 going in, and Peter Sachich. I pronunciation on that one. I'm going to butcher that name. Sachigas, I'm going to guess, is going in. He is a philanthropist and donated his time and talent to many different medical, political, and athletic enterprises in the Grand Rapids area. That's all the 2013 inductees.
Well, one inductee that I'm sure the Holland fans will recognize out there, Glenn Van Weeren, who was inducted in 2006. To the Hall of Fame in Grand Rapids, and of course you remember him as Hope's former coach.
And just a note of that, this is the very first season of Hope College men's basketball that does not have a Glenn Van Weeren recruit on the team. Last year's team was the final group of Glenn Van Weeren guys, and so this is all Coach Neal's team right now. And that's a kind of an interesting thought, because I've already seen Nate Snuggerud and Billy Seiler are both in the house tonight. So the tradition continues. These guys may graduate and leave the school, but they still follow the team. It's more of a family atmosphere than a team, Ron.
And a lot of them go into coaching, and that's some of the connections that Hope College has with some of the schools around the state, as many of the guys are Hope College grads that have gone on and are coaching on the high school level.
Well, you can just look at the bench right now. Coach Neal is a former player at Hope College, and so I believe Coach Davilar was also a former player, and Coach Carlson. So you have the bench lined up with former players. So they'd like to keep things in-house, and when you graduate, you know, you want to get into coaching, there's always that opportunity to go into it and be part of the Hope College family after your playing career at Hope College ends. Well, we only have a few more minutes before the start of the second half, with Cornerstone leading Hope College 40-38 in a very competitive ball game. We'd also take a look at Anchored in Hope. During the 2013-2014 MIAA basketball season, Hope College is teaming up with 927theband.com to provide the most comprehensive athletic coverage in the region. Go to 927theband.com for our Anchored in Hope section. You can check out pre- and post-game articles, video highlights each Monday following the coaches' luncheon, which will start in January when MIAA play starts for the men, audio podcasts of all Hope College football games from this prior season and basketball games, live audio stream of all over-the-air Hope College broadcasts, also photos from games and events, and other showcasings happening around Hope College. That is Anchored in Hope at 927thevan.com. Also, we'd like you to keep track of this on our sister station later on this afternoon. The Zeeland West Ducks will be taking on DeWitt in the state finals. Ron, you want that sandwich, don't you?
Oh, I'm just leaning back out there so you can see it.
There's some good eats here at Calvin College. So at 7:10, the pregame show will start with Gary Stevens and Greg Chandler live from Ford Field as the Zeeland West football team tries to take home a state championship against DeWitt. The start of that game will be 7:30. We'll try to get you updates of that game after it begins. Hopefully during the postgame show we'll be able to get you guys a score, and hopefully Zeeland West pulls one home. I know that Ron is keeping an eye on that one.
Oh, you got to watch the Ducks out there. They have a great ball game, and they have a great program. They have a good team this year. In fact, Coach Silico said that this is probably the best team he has had. And, of course, you never know. But we have to wait and see if they're going to be state champs. But they've got a good shot at it. Hope will have the basketball to get the second half underway. Gardner out front to Blackledge. Blackledge takes a look to the inside. Can't get it into Van Arendonk. Over to McMahon into the corner. Etson underneath Blackledge. Blackledge in the paint. Stops. Puts it up. Gives it to Gardner. Gardner shot. No good. Tip up in the air. No good. Gardner again goes up. Puts it up and is fouled. And the foul's going to go against Wes Hudson. And Gardner will step to the line for the Flying Dutchman. Ben Gardner took over that third spot from Colton Overway last year when Colton got hurt, and really took the reins of this club and picked up right where Colton left off. So far this season, he's been leading this ball club in scoring. Drops in two. We're tied at 40. Full court pressure by the Flying Dutchman. Allen in the backcourt. Gives it up to Polite. Back to Allen. Long pass. Hudson in the front court. Right side to Polite. Back out in front to Allen. And they'll set it up. Allen drives to the right wing. Keeps his dribble alive. Feeds it out to Mason on top. Left wing shot taken. No good by Polite. Long rebound comes to Lanning in the corner. Cross court. Shot from the corner on the right side by Mason is good. So a three-pointer by Mason gives the Golden Eagles a three-point lead, 43-40. Gardner hustles up. And Allen's all over him. Allen with a steal takes it all the way, and Gardner gets a foul at the opposite end. So Allen will go to the line for the Golden Eagles. As the official gets ready to give the ball back to Anthony Allen, the senior from Hudsonville. His first free throw is no good. He'll have the second.
Come on, Jim. Goodness me.
This one hits the side, no good. Van Arendonk with a rebound. Datsun over to Gardner. Gardner quickly up into the front court. Back to Van Arendonk, right side Edson, underneath McMahon, McMahon fakes it, has a shot blocked. It wasn't a shot, though. It was kind of a move, and Allen knocked it out. Underneath, they go to Van Arendonk, and he scores, but 3 seconds is going to be the call by the official.
And the officials are getting the ire of the Hope College faithful behind us.
Allen works to the point for the Golden Eagles. To the left wing to Hudson. Hudson on top, little give and go underneath, and a foul.
Whoa.
Could be Van Arendonk's third. We'll have to wait and see what they pick out. And 3-5 it is. And so Van Arendonk picks up his third foul with 18:21 left in this second half. So Cornerstone will get it underneath their own basket to Lanning. Back out in front, Allen. Allen directs the traffic again. Sets his team. Coming out on top, gets a screen, keeps his dribble, feeds it off Hudson, back to Allen. His jumper, no good. Van Arendonk with the rebound. Gardner. Gardner works his way into the front court. Allen's on him. The Blackledge, right side to Edson, back to Gardner. Gardner hands it off McMahon, over to Edson. Edson into the corner to McMahon. The three-point shooters are not getting open on the outside, as a Cornerstone defense is right there. Underneath Van Arendonk, ball tipped away, picked up by the Golden Eagles. Left side, Hudson with a run, and Hudson drives underneath. Blacklidge set himself, and Hudson landed in his chest, and a foul's going to go against Blacklidge.
And that's going to be Blacklidge's third foul too, Ron.
So coming in is Corey Cox for the Golden Eagles. And Grant Neal will come back in for the Flying Dutchman for McMahon. Hudson at the line. 45-40. Golden Eagles with the lead. Free throw is no good. Rebound comes to Van Arendonk. Back to Gardner. Gardner races into the front court. Gives it over to Van Arendonk. Left side, Edson. Inside to Gardner. Gardner with the ball, gives it up to Van Arendonk. Van Arendonk back to Gardner. And the ball knocked back, picked up by Mason. Mason is stopped by Edson. Back to Hudson, over to Allen. Twain. Out front, Lanning. Lanning back to Hudson. Shot taken to right side, no good by Cox, and the rebound comes to Neal. Over to Edson, to Gardner, back out in front, Blackledge. Edson, ball stolen. Allen all the way for the layup, puts it up and scores. So the Eagles putting some pressure on the Flying Dutchman, and they go up by 7. Gardner will bring it up. Allen has really been harassing Gardner. He's all over him. And a 30-second timeout taken by Coach Neal, as Eagles have built up a 7-point lead here in this second half. 16-24 left in the half.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. The Hope College Flying Dutchmen have gotten really sloppy with the ball here to start the second half. They had only 5 turnovers the entire first half. They already have 5 turnovers in the first 3 minutes and change here in the second half. Coach Neal probably calling timeout to change the tide of emotion a little bit, because they've gotten a little bit out of control here in the second half, Ron.
Well, the Eagles went on a 7-2 run to start this second half, and in that 4 minutes time, why, they have probably as big a lead as what they've held most of the first half.
Yeah, they had a 7-point lead in with 14:20 left in the first half, so they had a 7-point lead at one point. Hopefully the Flying Dutchman, after making a couple switches, where they switched out Van Arendonk and brought in Brock Benson, hopefully they can make a little bit of a run here and change the motion of the game a little bit.
So the Flying Dutchman back on the court. The Golden Eagles still huddled around their coach, Kim Elders. And Hope College is going to have the basketball. Edson will set it up. Slaps the ball, looks around, gives it to Neal in the corner. Grant takes it to the wing. Out front, Edson. Edson guarded closely by Hudson. Back to Neal in the corner. Back to... And that was Edson that threw the ball right into the hands of Alex Lyle. Another turnover for the Flying Dutchman. Ball stolen away by Blackledge to Gardner. Two-on-one break. Benson. Slam dunk on the far end. Brock Benson with a big slammer has a two-hand dunk on the far side. Makes it 47-40. On the outside is Allen. Allen gives it up. Jump shot baseline is no good by Lyle. Rebound comes to Benson. Here comes Gardner. Gardner dribble drive into the paint. Left-hand layup is good. Now the spurt by the Flying Dutchman, 47-44, 15-22 left. Allen around the edge, and
Lanning's going to get the illegal screen.
So a foul against the Golden Eagles, and Hope is going to get the ball at side court. Grant Neal will inbound it to Gardner. Anthony Allen is... guarding Gardner very closely all over the court. Gardner puts up the jumper. It's short. Rebound comes to Lanning. To Allen on the left side. Lyle. Lyle has it tipped around by Gardner. Out of bounds and off the leg of Alex Allen. And Hope's going to have the basketball. Full court pressure by the Golden Eagles. And Blackledge gets it in to Gardner. Gardner across the timeline to Benson. Left wing, Edson. Edson back out in front to Gardner. Gardner takes a look. Can't find anybody open as they weave through the middle. To Grant Neal at the left wing. Underneath Blackledge. He fakes, puts it up, and it's fouled. I think that's going against Corey Cox. 47-44. Cornerstone with the lead. And Blackledge will go to the line for the Flying Dutchman. Harrison sets himself, gets his feet where he wants them. Takes his time with the basketball, puts it up, and drops it in. Four new guys coming in for Cornerstone. As we're going to have Michael McLanglin. Justin Pepper, both going in the ball game. We'll see number 12. Okay, got him. Rebound comes to Pepper. Pepper pulls it down, gives it to McLanglin. To Hudson at the left wing. Hudson back to McLanglin, who takes the point guard. Over to Mason. Mason feeds inside on the outside. His shot, good. 49-45, Eagles on top. Gardner's pass to Edson. Back to Gardner. Blackledge on the right side to the right wing to Grant. Underneath, and shot is blocked as Gardner drives in the middle, and it's blocked by Justin Pepper, who's a 6'7 junior out of Wayland. Oh, Gardner will go to the line for the Flying Dutchman. Four team fouls for Cornerstone in the second half. Three for the Flying Dutchman. Gardner's free throw hits the front of the iron. In comes Sam Otto along with Cody Stivey. So it's Benson, Stivey, Gardner, Otto, and Grant in for the Flying Dutchman. Gardner with a left hand drops it in. 49-46, Golden Eagles on top. McLanglin with the basketball on the outside. Takes a look, keeps the dribble alive, feeds it off, right wing shot taken way off the mark by Mason. And the two guys go after the basketball. Benson ran into one of the Cornerstone players and I think caught him with an elbow in the face. And that's going to be Justin Pepper, who gets up and is helped up, and he's kind of feeling his nose is still there. It is. It hasn't started bleeding either yet, so it can't be too bad. as he goes back into the ball game. Hope gets the basketball. The end pass to Gardner. McLanglin, not quite as close as what Allen was on Gardner. Outside to Otto. Underneath in the middle to Stivey. Right wing, Grant. Gives it to Benson. His shot misses. Rebound by Pepper. McLanglin on the break. Slows it down to Hudson. Hudson in the paint. Feeds it off to Polite. His shot off the window and in. Nice move on the inside by Jake Polite. 51-46, Cornerstone with the lead. Gardner to Grant. Over on the left side to Otto. Back to Gardner. To Otto, left wing. As they try to move the basketball. We have a little zone defense. We might have a little zone as Otto fires a three. Tip up in the air. Benson saved it, but right into the hands of McLanglin. McLanglin up to Hudson. Hudson slows it down. Bounce pass underneath to Polite. Works against Stivey with a left-hand hook. It's good. So the Golden Eagles working underneath make it 53-46. Favor of Cornerstone. Grant, baseline Stivey. Back to Grant. Inside to Benson, and Benson is triple teamed and a foul. And they're going to come out with Hudson as the one that they picked with the foul. Edson will come back in for the Flying Dutchman, replacing Neal. Sam Otto will go to the line for the Flying Dutchman, but he's not going to have a foul shot as Hope will take it out underneath. They give it to Otto in the corner. Takes it into the paint all the way. Has the ball knocked out of his hands. Picked up by Mason. On the left side to McLanglin. McLanglin, dribble drive. Nice pass underneath, but it goes gets away from Polite. And it's going to belong to the Flying Dutchman. Edson will inbound the ball for Hope. Gets it into Gardner. Gardner beats McLanglin, and McLanglin gets a foul. And
I didn't even hear the whistle.
Put Gardner at the line, I believe. No, out of bounds. We don't have eight fouls or seven, excuse me. That's six for Cornerstone.
That's three for Hope. So six for Cornerstone.
Otto with the ball at the right wing. Back out to Gardner. Over to Edson. Edson in the paint. Takes it all away. Shot. No good. Rebound underneath. Pulled down by Polite. McLanglin. Over on the right side to Mason. Back to McLanglin. At the top of the key to Hudson. Hudson's at the left wing. They go low to Polite. He takes baseline. Cut off by Benson. But I think the foul's going to go against Brock. Drove the baseline. And Brock cut him off, but got the foul. So Cornerstone will inbound it underneath their own basket. Passes up to Polite. Head shot rolls off. Tip up in the air. And a foul's called. And this one, I think, is going to go against Justin Pepper.
Yep, he went over Brock Benson's back. And I believe this will send Brock Benson to the line.
That's foul number seven against the Golden Eagles. Four against the Flying Dutchman in the second half. So Brock Benson will be at the line for Hope.
Brock is shooting 43% from the line this season.
So he gets ready, fires away, has the first one. Shooting a 1-1.
That makes him 2-for-3 from the line this evening, in his sixth point.
And official coming over, talking with the bench. So Benson will have the second of the pair. Fires away. Good. 53-48. Cornerstone with the lead. 11:42 left. McLanglin for Cornerstone. Drives into the paint. Kicks it off on the side. Polite underneath with a reverse layup, and he is fouled. Gardner with the foul. A couple guys getting ready to come in for Cornerstone. And at the line is going to be Jake Polite. This one is good. Allen and Lanning both come back in for cornerstone.
If that was Gardner's, if they call that foul on
for Hope.
Okay, that was Gardner's third foul, Ron.
Gardner comes out, Denham in for Hope College. Second free one by Polite is good. That was a swisher with that one. Inbound pass, Denham. Denham against Allen. Takes him up the court. And Cornerstone goes into a 2-3 zone defense. Denham fires away. Off the mark. Rebound, Lanning underneath. Over to Allen. Allen on the left side, back to Lanning. Lanning's out to the top of the key. Right wing, Mason. Mason's deep right corner. Back on the outside. Hudson. Hudson has 17 on the shot clock. Works against Sam Otto. Alley-oops it underneath, and the shot missing by Polite. Rebound, Benson. Ahead to Otto, but three white shirts are back defensively, so he'll slow it down. To Denham on the outside at the point. Works his way to the right wing. On top of the key is Edson. Over to Stivey with a shot. Got it! This one's a deuce. 55-50. Hope trails by five with 10:28 left. Wes Hudson with the basketball at the right wing. Looks, finds Mason at the top of the key. Back to Hudson. Hudson looks inside, waits for some movement. Gets Allen, pops out on top. To the left corner to Mason. Mason, little bounce pass underneath. And tries to get it inside the landing. Forces it, and the shot is good by Polite. Took it on the baseline, worked his way in. They tried to get a cross-court pass there. It didn't happen. And so Polite took it with a reverse layup. 57-50. As Otto fires a triple, no good. Rebound comes underneath to Mason. Mason to Hudson. Hudson back to Allen, 57-50. Cornerstone up by seven. 9:39 left. Out front to Polite. To Allen. Back to Lanning. Lanning works against Benson. His shot misses. It went across the basket, and Jake Polite was right on the other side to tip it up and in. 59-50. Cornerstone. Denham to the left wing. Back out in front, right side, Edson. Zone defense yet by Cornerstone into the corner to Otto. To Denham at the point. Back to Otto. He puts up the triple. Hits the back of the iron. No good. Ball bounces off Hope College out of bounds. And it's going to belong to Cornerstone. But Arendt comes back in for Hope. And for Cornerstone, Justin Pepper will enter the ball game along with Corey Cox. So the inbound pass to Allen in the backcourt. And a timeout called by Hope College, a 30-second timeout.
Oh, no, not a timeout. A bench warning against Hope College.
Thought Coach Neal had called a timeout, but instead he got a little warning out there as he was having some conversation. Allen across the timeline all the way. Takes it to the left wing. Keeps his dribble alive to the baseline. Back out to Lanning, who pops on top. They give it up to Pepper, works out to Allen. Allen right down the paint, puts a shot up, underhand shot, trying to draw the foul amongst the trees, and he was successful. And Benson has the foul.
Third foul against Brock Benson.
So Anthony Allen to the line. Couple of players with three with 8:43 left. As Gardner gets ready to come back in, he'll be playing with three also when he gets back in. Free throw is good.
Blackledge has three fouls. Benarendock, Gardner, and Benson.
60-50, a 10-point lead for Cornerstone. Second one, Allen up, and this one rattles and goes in. 61-50, Cornerstone with their biggest lead of the ball game. 61-50, Denham. At the point, 2-3 zone by Cornerstone. Right side is Edson with a three. It's no good. Allen chases the ball in the corner, and he didn't get there, I don't believe.
I think he called timeout.
It's amazing how that play always has been a wonder, because they touch the ball and they can call a timeout. Like, he was going out of bounds. He had the ball in one hand and flipped it back into play and called the timeout all in one motion and got the call from the official.
That takes some talent to be able to pull that off.
Oh, absolutely.
The official gave him the timeout, so that was a surprise to me, but it was in the corner, and neither one of us had a very good view of it, so yeah, the official, I think, had a better view than neither one of us. Yeah. This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Cornerstone opening up a little bit of a lead here, Ron, 61-50 with 8:28 left here in the game.
So it'll be Cornerstone's basketball. In the backcourt, Justin Pepper will inbound it, gets it to Anthony Allen. Allen takes his time, crosses the timeline. Gardner picks him up, puts on a burst of speed, hands it off to Lanning. He takes a shot from the outside that's way short. Ball is picked up underneath by Cox to Mason. Mason's shot is blocked, but a foul is going to be called. And it's going to go against Benson, and that'll be number four. So Cornerstone again back at the line. 17 fouls against each of the two teams now. So this will be a two-shot foul anyway, but it'll be one and one from now on. Blackledge goes in. He'll replace Benson. Benson leaves with four fouls with 8:12 left. Shot rolls around and drops in by Mason. McMahon comes in. He'll replace Denham in Hope's lineup. So Cornerstone has gone with that zone defense, and Hope's trying the three-pointers and not getting them to fall here in the second half. They stay with the zone. Gardner to McMahon. Over to Edson. Back to McMahon. He tries the three. It's short. Rebound, but Arendock, he puts it up and in. 63-52, 7:50 left. Allen with the basketball. Works the right side to Mason. Mason underneath the basket. Dribbles underneath all the way through. Can't find anybody to go to. Now gives it back to Allen at the point. Allen, harassed by Gardner. Makes a move, gets away from Ben and tries to feed inside, but the ball slapped out of bounds by Hope. Gives Wes Hudson a chance to come back into the ball game for Mason for the Golden Eagles. He'll inbound the ball, set up play in the far left corner to Lanning, who comes up on top, back to Hudson. Hudson around, gets the screen, takes it all the way to the hole, puts the layup up and in. Al McMahon got caught with the screen, and Hudson took it in for the easy two. Zone defense again. Edson out front to McMahon. McMahon right wing, Gardner baseline. Edson back to McMahon for three. Got it! McMahon put up the three and drained it, and immediately Coach Neil called the timeout, making it 65-55, 10-point lead for the Golden Eagles.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. That was Hope's first three-pointer of the second half, coming with just 13 minutes into the second half. So they're only shooting 28% from three-point land, and their shooting percentage from the field now has fallen to 40%. Kind of a rough second half for the Flying Dutchman, who have also turned over the ball seven times in the second half as compared to five times in the first half, and there's still just about 7 minutes left in this game.
Well, McMahon was able to rotate around and got where Anthony Allen had to guard him, and he could go over the top of Allen. Allen's only 5'6", and McMahon at 6'1", so he could get his three-pointer away without much difficulty.
And that was McMahon's first points of the game.
So Hudson along the left side. Gardner has him at this point. Back out in front to Lanning. Lanning against Blackledge. Blackledge knocks the ball away, and Blackledge with the foul. So again, it'll be the Golden Eagles going to the line.
And that will be Blackledge's fourth. So Blackledge and Benson both have four fouls apiece.
No, Lanning's free throw misses. He'll have one more. Bounces it a couple times and puts it in. Coming back in is Jake Polite for Lanning for the Golden Eagles. They go to a pressure defense. Get it into Gardner. Anthony Allen's right in Gardner's pocket. Gardner picks up his dribble. Looks. Finds McMahon. McMahon with the ball in the right wing. Drives around Hudson, and as he does so, the foul's going to go against Hudson. That was one I thought you could call either way, as McMahon went kind of over the top. But he got the benefit of the call, so he'll go to the line. McMahon. Gets the basketball. Puts it on the court a couple of times, and then swish.
McMahon is perfect from the free throw line to start this season.
66-56, 10-point lead. McMahon can cut that to single digits. Got it. So Hope back within 9 points. Into the ball game is Chad Carlson for the Flying Dutchman. And they're going to match up Carlson, I would assume, with Allen. And Allen beats him around, takes it all the way, feeds into the corner to Cox, who brings it back out, leaves it for Allen from the left side. His shot, good. Anthony Allen with a quick three. 69-57, Golden Eagles. Carlson, the Veneran Doc, back to Gardner. Gardner works one-on-one with Allen, takes it inside, puts a shot up, partially blocked. Veneran Doc took it away. Justin Pepper had a hold of the basketball, as did Nate. And Nate just ripped it away, put it up off the glass and in, and was fouled for a three-point play. Good muscle move underneath the basket by Veneran Doc. All Nichols on the scoreboard. As the lead is 10 points now by the Golden Eagles, with Veneran Doc a chance to cut that down. This one is in for a three-point play. 69-60, Cornerstone. Pass ahead to Hudson. Hudson, guarded by Carlson, over to Allen. Allen drives into the paint, kicks it back out. Cox from the corner, his shot no good. Veneran Doc with the rebound. To Gardner. Back to Carlson. Carlson out front to Blackledge. Underneath Veneran Doc. He puts it up and in. 69-62. Favor of Cornerstone. 5:14 left. Flying Dutchman coming back. Into the corner to Cox. Back out to Allen. Allen leaves it up on top for Polite. Polite can't find Lanning. Takes it himself. The ball is rejected by Veneran Doc. So it'll stay with Cornerstone. But Polite, who is 6'7", a little bit surprised he got that shot rejected. And Cornerstone will inbound the ball. They get it to Allen. Allen to the right side, around Carlson, underhand scoop is good. So the senior is starting to work now. Over in the right side, Gardner, back to Carlson. 71-62, Cornerstone. Hope with the basketball. Blackledge on the baseline, into the corner. to Carlson, to Edson for three. No good. Benarendok with the rebound. Shot no good. Rebound comes on the ground as Polite was sitting on the ground. Benarendok went over the top and grabbed the basketball. They call a jump ball. Now the officials are conferring.
Oh.
Cornerstone has given a timeout. Said he called a timeout before Benarendok grabbed the ball. So the ball will belong to Cornerstone after the whistle.
That blows my mind. The official that was closest to that the play made the call of a jump ball. The official that was further away says it overruled him and called it a timeout. The game just blows my mind in situations like that. This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Nate Benarendok, his line score looking pretty nice right now, having probably one of his best games here in a Hope College uniform. 16 points, 9 rebounds, 4 block shots, and 1 steal. He is playing a very smart ball game tonight, and seems to have a lot more intensity, Ron.
Well, he's working his way to my MVP for the ball game tonight. I thought for a while there, early in the second half, that he was not quite as noticeable as he was in that first half. But right now, he's coming back, even with 4 fouls, and being aggressive and yet staying out of foul trouble.
He's shown a lot of hustle over the last couple of games, and ever since the beginning of the season, he's just looked just a little bit different than he has over the last few seasons.
So Cornerstone will have the basketball in the backcourt. 4:17 left. 71-62. Cornerstone with the lead. Polite will inbound it. Hope goes to full court pressure. And Polite gets the ball to Mason. Mason with the dribble across to Allen. Allen puts on some speed. Is cut off. Long pass back to Mason. They're across the timeline. Allen works his way to the left side. Little bounce pass to Hudson. They leave it for Lanning underneath. Polite, his turnaround shot is good. Fake to his right, went to his left with the left hand and put it in. 73-62, Golden Eagles on top. Gardner to Blackledge.
Oh.
Blackledge with the fake went up in the air and going high with Jake Polite, and he came down all over Blackledge. So Harrison Blackledge will step to the line. Brock Benson getting ready to come in for the Flying Dutchman. Harrison takes his time once he gets that basketball. And this one rattles around a little bit and pops out. So Harrison will have the second one. Works it up. No good. Rebound by Polite. Back court to Hudson. Over to Polite. Eagles are in the front court. Leave the basketball to Anthony Allen. Allen goes Mason. Left wing. Mason looks out low. Can't get him. Back to Allen on top. Works around the left side. On the outside, Mason to Polite. Polite against Benarendok to Mason. They're taking their time. 6 on the shot clock. Polite drives and loses the basketball. Picked up by Benarendok to Carlson. Carlson quickly in the front court to Edson on the right wing. Back out to Carlson at the point. Carlson playing that point guard, which means that Gardner is at number 2. Underneath, Blackledge puts it up and in. Good muscle move by the freshman with Lanning guarding him. Was able to take that up against the 6'8", Ben Lanning. Around the outside edge, Allen. Into the corner. They go to Mason. Mason back out in front, Lanning. Over to Allen. 12 on the shot clock. They don't shoot. Hudson. Hudson over to Lanning. Loose ball. Lanning has it way out court, into the corner with two on the shot clock. Shot taken and missed. Ball slapped out, picked up by Carlson. Park to Edson, back to Carlson. Over to Gardner. Gardner on the left side to Blackledge. Back to Edson for three. No good. And the ball is tipped last, and it's going to belong to Cornerstone. Now they're going to have a little discussion.
And it overruled, and it's Hope's ball.
And Benson comes back in for Blackledge. So Edson will inbound it. Gets it in to Benson. Into the corner, Edson for three. No good. Rebound comes to Polite. Ahead to Hudson. 1:40 left on the clock. 73-64. Hope trails. Ball almost taken away. Now loose basketball on the court. Oh. And again, a timeout called by the Golden Eagles.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Well, I think we saw this last year quite a bit from Cornerstone. This is something that they're very coached well at, is to, if a ball's on the ground and it looks like you're going to get a jump ball, you call timeout right away. And there's some teams that are very well coached at that and will take advantage of it. It's one of those really gray rules. Some officials will grant it to you, some won't. But tonight, that's just the way it's going. And you can't really complain, because it's all within the rules.
Well, Cornerstone, three times have called the timeout. And you're wasting a timeout at that particular point. But they feel possession is as good as using your timeout later.
You get a lot of timeouts. So sometimes that could come back to haunt you late in the game, in a close game, and when you need a possession and then you drop a final play for a final shot. But you have a lot of timeouts in the span of a game, so if you need to use them like that, you can go right ahead. 73-64, Cornerstone over Hope College, 1:35 left.
And Hope's going to have to come back, as Cornerstone has been taking time off that clock with each possession. Allen picked up by Carlson, and Carlson's going to get the foul. So Anthony Allen will go to the line as Edson comes back in for Grant Neal. And Allen will be at the line. McMahon also getting ready to come back in. So Hope playing a little offense-defense here. They want their three-point shooters in the ball game, Edson and McMahon. So McMahon comes in, and Carlson out. Anthony Allen to the line for the Golden Eagles as this one roll around and drop in. 75-64, Cornerstone. Over to Benson, into the corner, Edson. His shot for three is good. So Edson, doing just what he's supposed to do, nailed the triple from the left corner, and he put that one in. 75-67, Cornerstone with the lead. 1:21 left on that scoreboard clock.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. We saw Coach Tom Daveler go to the scores table to check to see how many timeouts of the Flying Dutchman had left. It's kind of interesting. We just talked about that, you know, burning your timeouts and whatnot, and Hope College checking to see how many they have left. It's been kind of a tough game for the Flying Dutchman. They got off to that good shooting start in the first half and just have not been able to have that same kind of shooting touch here in the second half.
Well, the zone took them out of their offense a little bit. They had to get accustomed to that, and they were not hitting threes for a while, and as a result, White Cornerstone built up a 10-point lead.
And that's exactly what has happened. Cornerstone has outscored Hope College 35-29 here in the second half.
Full court pressure by the Flying Dutchman. They get the ball into Hudson, a senior. Ahead to Allen, so they got a couple seniors working that ball in the backcourt against their pressure, Hope's pressure defense. Hudson guarded by Neal. Hudson just kind of dribbles the basketball. Neal stays close enough so he gets a count, having to go toward the basket. 13, 12, 11, 9 on the shot clock. Hudson around him, puts the ball up and in. Now, if you're offensive coach Ehlers, that's just what you want to happen. 77-67, cornerstone. In pass to Van Arendonk to Gardner. Gardner underneath puts a shot up. It's no good. Tip. Neal has it. Puts it on the court. Gets it back out in front to Carlson. He puts in the triple. So Chad Carlson with a triple brings Hope back within seven, but only 33 seconds left in this one.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. And that was Chad Carlson's first collegiate basket, Ron, as he makes a three-pointer here in the last minute of the game. He had made one free throw for his only point of the season, but that was his first field goal from the field. So 3 points for Chad Carlson.
Well, this ball club from Cornerstone already has six games under their belt that they have won out here. They defeated Spring Arbor, Siena Heights, University of Northwestern Ohio. They lost to Davenport by 1 point. Mary Grove they beat, Candelay 99-52. And then last night they beat Calvin College. So, they have 5 wins already this season, and that's more than what Hope has played games. So 33 seconds left, 7-point lead by the Golden Eagles. They will have the basketball, and they'll try to take time off that clock. Inbound pass comes to Mason, and quickly Edson fouls him. So Ty Mason will go to the line. And in this type of situation, if you make those three throws, everything's all over.
He's perfect from the line tonight, 4 for 4.
That's why they wanted the ball in his hands.
Yeah, the Cornerstone's doing a good job shooting free throws, though. They are shooting 79% from the line.
First one, just swish. McMahon comes back in for Neal. Mason will have the second. 31.5 on the clock. And this one rolls around and drops off the edge. Edson with a rebound to Carlson. Carlson, Gardner. Gardner fires a three-pointer.
Oh.
Got it! Carlson on a catch and throw. He just took that one all in one motion. Caught the ball, put it up for a triple. And Hope College closes that lead a little bit, 78-73, 23.3 seconds left. Coach Neal takes another timeout, and Hope will set up their defense, the pressure defense again.
This timeout is presented by Apple Valley Natural Foods. For natural foods to snack healthy before and after the game, go to Apple Valley Natural Foods. Seems like the Hope College has made a couple big three-pointers here. They're running out of time, though, with only 23.3 seconds left and a 5-point lead. Right now, they're going to have to find somebody on the Cornerstone team to foul and hopefully get them to miss a free throw here and there, Ron.
Each team with 10 fouls against them, so they'll both be shooting a pair anytime there's a foul. Well, again, Hope will have to foul and take their chances that Cornerstone will not make both of them.
Anthony Allen is 5 of 8 from the free throw line tonight, so he's probably the one you want in his hands, and there he is.
That's it, and he's fouled again by Edson. Edson's the man with the least number of fouls, and so he's doing the fouling for the Flying Dutchman. It'll send Anthony Allen to the line.
Cornerstone's entire starting lineup is in the lineup right now.
22 seconds left. 78-73. Benson gets ready to come back in. This one is no good. Benson comes in for Neal. Again, little offense-defense switch. 78-73. 22 seconds left. Allen's second free throw. No good. Rebound comes to Edson. Edson pushes it up quickly into the hands of Carlson. Back to Edson. Edson gives it to Gardner. Gardner throws another three in the direction. No good. Rebound underneath. And got a jump ball or a foul.
That's going to be a foul.
Benson?
I'm not sure.
Right.
Yeah, it's against Benson.
It's against Benson. We were blocked off completely by the official, and so we had to guess.
Benson falls out of the game with 7 points and seven rebounds. A solid effort from Brock Benson.
Grant Neal comes right back in. Landing goes to the line. 10 seconds left for the Flying Dutchman. This one is good. 79-73. And Cornerstone takes their mitt off the line. Second one hits, rolls around, no good. Neal with a rebound to Gardner. Gardner, Edson. Edson throws a three, no good. Rebound taken underneath by Lanning. And 4/10, it's all over. So the Flying Dutchman put on a good fight tonight against the Golden Eagles and fall to the Eagles by a score of 79-73.
It's time for the Crown Motors post-game show. But first, let's send it back to the studio for this two-minute break. You're listening to Hope College Basketball on 92.7 The Van and streaming online at 92.7thevan.com. Welcome back to the Crown Motor post-game show, where the Hope College Flying Dutchmen have fallen to Cornerstone, Cornerstone University, 79-73 here in the Grand Rapids Hall of Fame Classic. Let's take a look at team statistics here. For Cornerstone College, they shot 42% from the field, 27 of 63. Cornerstone had went 4 of 13 from three-point land for 30%. And from the free throw line, they were 21 of 30 for 70%. They had 39 rebounds, 15 offensive, 24 defensive, and they turned over the ball 8 times. For Hope College, the Flying Dutchman, they went 27 of 65 from the field for 41.5%. They were 7 of 22 from three-point land. A couple of big three-pointers towards the stretch run at the end of the game closed the gap a little bit. They were 12 of 19 from the free-throw line for 63%. And they had 44 rebounds, 18 offensive and 26 defensive. They had the rebounding edge, 44-39 during the game. They also had 12 turnovers compared to Cornerstone's 8. And in the second half, they turned over the ball 7 times compared to 5 times in the first half. Individual statistics for Cornerstone College was Jake Polite, who had 19 points and 8 rebounds and 3 assists. Wes Hudson had 16 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists. Ty Mason had 12 points, 5 rebounds, and 1 assist. And Anthony Allen had 12 points and 3 rebounds and 6 assists. Mike McLaughlin had 2 points and 3 rebounds. And Justin Pepper had 2 points, 3 rebounds. And Corey Cox had 7 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. For the Flying Dutchmen of Hope College, they were led in scoring once again by their leading scorer, Ben Gardner, who had 17 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 assist. He was off his normal scoring average by only 1 point. Nate Van Arendock had arguably one of his best games as a collegiate player. He had 16 points, 9 rebounds, blocked shots, and 1 steal. Sam Otto came off the bench and had a solid first half, but was held scoreless in the second half. He had 10 points. Brock Benson had 7 points and 7 rebounds before fouling out of the game late. Corey McMahon had 5 points and 1 rebound. Harrison Blackledge had 5 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. Alex Edson had 6 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists. And Corey Stivey had 4 points and 2 rebounds. And Chad Carlson came off the bench and drained a 3-pointer. He had 3 points and 1 assist. As we're kind of like waiting here for Coach Tom Davilar to show up and waiting for our post-game statistics to show up so that Ron can kind of analyze what happened. I can always turn this towards you and kind of have you look at it, see if anything stands out tremendously to you.
Well, Cornerstone University has a very even scoring. They've got four guys in double figures, all four out of five of their starters. Lanning, the center, had 9 points, and everybody else was in double figures with 12, 12, 19, and 16. So good balanced scoring on the part of Cornerstone. Hope College Flying Dutchman got their scoring a little bit different tonight, as Gardner, of course, kept pretty much with his average, and Van Arendonk stepped it up a notch to get 16 points. And Sam Otto, as Adam said in that first half, really started hitting the threes and got 10 points in the first half, but was shut out in the second half. So the scoring out there came off the bench a little bit with Otto and Benson chipping in, but most of the points scored by the big two out there, Gardner and Van Arendonk.
The official attendance for tonight is 686 and is presented by Zimpatico Coffee, the exclusive coffee provider for Hope College. Visit their new coffee joint at 714 Michigan Avenue or have a cup of Zimpatico Coffee at the game. As you can hear in the background, there is dribbling and there's music going on. Aquinas College is getting ready and set to take on Calvin College in the second game of the Grand Rapids Hall of Fame Classic here, Ron. Got to give Cornerstone credit. They're a very, very deep and very solid ball club. They played very well this evening, and Hope College just didn't have enough tonight to beat them.
Well, they're a good ball club. There's any doubt of that. Hope had a shot, and couldn't quite get that last run out there to catch up. But they played a good ball game. I think they can hold their heads high after this tournament with a win last night and a very close call tonight. I think Hope College now is starting to catch up a little bit, not necessarily with these NAI teams because of the number of games they have played, but I've seen improvement in each of the ball games for the Flying Dutchman.
Well, you talked last night about Wheaton College, or about Wheaton and how they were ranked. Well, Wheaton had just as rough of a weekend as we did last weekend. They dropped two games last weekend and dropped considerably in the rankings. They were ranked fifth in the nation going into last weekend. They dropped all the way down to, I believe, 16th or 17th after two losses. So it'll be kind of interesting going into next weekend to see how Wheaton is feeling and how they're playing. And so it might be more of an even matchup for us than we think.
Well, I think we have the ability to beat any team we play. There isn't any doubt about that. And we're just going to have to play at the top of our game. Now, how often we're doing this, that remains to be seen. But to beat any team we play as far as the season is concerned, including Wheaton and Carthage and all these other guys in the MIAA.
Well, and that shows true, by the way, we hung with Stevens Point. You know, Stevens Point right now is the number two ranked team in the nation, and Hope College gave them fits in the first half. And if Hope College had been able to come out with the same intensity in the second half of that ball game, who knows what would have happened. Also, Hope College was very cold shooting from the field in the second half. So, you know, anything is possible. This Hope College team has more potential than anything else right now, and we see signs of it here and there. And they put together little spurts, but I don't think they have played to their full potential yet this season.
Now we have another ball game coming up. We won't be broadcasting it, but Calvin College will be taking on Aquinas College as they team off. And both of those ball clubs looking for a win in this tournament. And one of the two will pick this up. So we'll have to wait and see whether or not Aquinas can hold off Calvin, or Calvin's going to, you know, take this one, and it'll be tipping off in about another 15 minutes.
Well, Ron, you got a chance to look at the stats. Who do you think should be the La Persona Spa player of the game?
Well, I think that I'm going to go with Van Arendonk tonight, as he played one of his best ball games. He was 7-for-8 from the floor. He put a lot of shots back up, muscled his way. He had 2-for-3 from the free throw line. Grabbed 9 rebounds, had a 3 block shots all in the first half for his 16 points. And so I'm going with Nate Van Arendonk as our player of the game.
The La Persona Salon and Spa player of the game is Nate Van Arendock, presented by La Persona Salon and Spa across from Dutton Park, your complete image destination for hair, nails, massage, and clothing alterations. And it doesn't appear, though, as Coach Davilar is going to be joining us this evening. So this is Adam Prince speaking for Ron Weatherby, thanking everyone at Hope College, especially Alan Babbitt. We'd also like to thank Holly Rose at the station for keeping us on the air. And we'd like to thank Jeff Phoebus and everybody here at Calvin College for their hospitality. They always treat us like $1 million here. Finally, thank you for joining us. Oh, we're not going to go off the air just yet. We got Coach Tom Davilar just coming out of the locker room to join us. Tough loss, Coach. A little bit of some positives to be able to come out of the game. Just a tough loss altogether.
Well, you know, again, I think we play 20 pretty good minutes the first half, and then, you know, things get away from us a little bit in the second half. And, you know, we didn't come out very well the second half. I think we had maybe 5 turnovers in our first 6 possessions of the half. And, you know, so we weren't getting done on the offensive end. We weren't getting stops in the defensive end. And that let a good team, again, get ahead of us. And so for the second half, much like the games up in Wisconsin, we're playing from behind. It's a tough way to play, whether you're home, away, or neutral floor against good teams. Cornerstone's a very good team. They have some experience, and, you know, they did a nice job of holding us off.
You had some solid efforts from some individuals in this game. Nate Van Arendock played very well. Can you describe some of the players that you thought played really well?
You know, I think he had a good game. I think Ben Gardner had another decent ball game. You know, we had some spark off the bench from Sam Otto in the first half. You know, again, we have a tough shooting night. They did a nice thing, which, you know, was kind of unexpected, but they went to a zone in the second half, and that really stopped us for a while. We couldn't get the ball inside, and we couldn't make the shots out on the perimeter. We missed way too many free throws again tonight. You know, we did a decent job on the boards, especially in the second half, of limiting their offensive boards. But they're a good team. They got 4 starters and, you know, almost 5 with Lanning with 9 points in double figures. So even though we did a pretty good job against Wes Hudson, you know, they had enough firepower to hold us off.
Well, you have 6 days to work on the next weekend's games. What are you going to be major focuses going into next week's contest?
Well, I think we have to continue to focus on growing together as a team, defensively and on the boards. I think in some ways this is one of our better efforts rebounding tonight, but we can do better. Defensively, we did some good things. They shot only 42%. Unfortunately, we only shot about the same. And, you know, it was just one of those games that we just couldn't seem to catch a break. But we buried ourselves to start the second half, and that was really disappointing and probably cost us the ball game. We finished strong. We hung in there. But, you know, it's a tough way to play again on the road when you're behind all the time.
Well, Coach, hopefully we can get this all changed up next week against Wheaton and Carthage and come out with a couple more victories.
Yeah, it won't get any easier. 2 other quality teams here. So we'll go home, have a day of rest tomorrow, and come back Monday ready to go. And we just, you know, you just got to keep plugging away. And we got good kids. They work hard. They compete. But we just got to be a little smarter in what we do some of the times. You got to figure out some good combinations to play together, and you know, just play a little harder, play more together, and see what happens next weekend.
Thank you,
Coach.
Talk
to you then.
Thank you. That was Coach Tom Davilar joining us towards the tail end of our post-game show. We'd like to thank everybody here at Calvin College. We invite you to join Ron and me at 92.7 The Van next Friday night as Hope College's Flying Dutchman will travel back to the Van Nord Arena in Grand Rapids to take on Wheaton in the first game of the MIAA-CCIW Challenge. Tip-off is at 6 p.m. with the Barber Ford pregame show starting at 5:40. Once again, the final score is Hope College 73, Cornerstone 79. Have an unbelievable evening, everyone.